It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Last week, a federal court temporarily blocked President Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship for the children of undocumented immigrants.
Wisconsin is part of one of the lawsuits seeking to stop the order as it makes its way through the legal system. Trump has already promised to appeal the ruling, and the case is almost certainly heading to the Supreme Court before it's over.
The cases hinge on a part of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, which reads, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside." Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joins us now with more on the suit. Attorney General Call, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning, Kate and Rob.
What led you to join other states in one of the lawsuits challenging this executive order from the Trump administration?
In any multi-state suit like this, we look at two things fundamentally. Number one, is the policy that's at issue unlawful or otherwise unconstitutional? And number two, does it cause harm to Wisconsinites? And here, both of those tests are easily met. This policy is clearly unconstitutional. You just read the clear language of the 14th Amendment, which prohibits the kind of action the Trump administration is taking. On top of that, there are Supreme Court opinions interpreting that language that are inconsistent with the Trump administration's position. And there's federal law that provides that kids who are born in the U.S. are citizens. So the Trump administration is clearly acting unconstitutionally and unlawfully. And in doing so, they're taking a fundamental right away from kids who are born in Wisconsin and other states, which is United States citizenship. So we have taken action here to protect the rights of those kids who will be born in Wisconsin.
Let's dig into both parts of your argument there. The constitutionality, first of all, as you mentioned, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in 1898 with the interpretation that we've been using up until this point. There's been an argument in some conservative legal circles that the phrase subject to the jurisdiction thereof, saying, OK, if there's somebody here, they're undocumented. Well, they're subject to the jurisdiction of their home country. They're not complete subjects of the United States. Therefore, that part of the 14th Amendment doesn't apply to them. Therefore, their kids born here shouldn't be citizens. What do you say to that argument?
Well, that argument is inconsistent with over 100 years of U.S. Supreme Court precedent. It's also inconsistent with the history of the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment was passed in response to the Dred Scott decision, which is widely considered to be the worst, or at least one of the worst decisions in U.S. history. And it contradicted a longstanding principle that there was natural-born citizenship in the U.S. The 14th Amendment specifically reversed that with this very clear language. And the reality is that kids who are born in the U.S. are subject to the jurisdiction of this country. They can be subject to legal proceedings. So that notion that they're not subject to the jurisdiction just doesn't hold up. And again, it's inconsistent with the U.S. Supreme Court precedent. If the president wants to take an action that's inconsistent with the Constitution, the process for that is to amend the Constitution. What you have here instead is Donald Trump and his administration trying to place themselves above the Constitution and above the law. And that's just not how our system of government works.
And you mentioned that two-part test to join a lawsuit, the constitutionality, and then the harm done to the state. And of course, a court, we've seen this again and again, might say, hey, your lawsuit might be valid, it might not be, but you don't have standing, there hasn't been harm to you. What would be the harm to Wisconsin that would make a court take a challenge from Wisconsin seriously?
Well, because of these proposed changes from the Trump administration, if they were to go into effect, there would be a number of changes that Wisconsin would have to make to programs that are already in place. For example, right now, if a child is born in the U.S., we can safely assume that that child is a citizen. This would require us to set up a whole apparatus for determining whether somebody is a citizen and in turn, whether they're eligible for various programs in the United States. So the states would have to put in place a new system and spend resources making these assessments. So there would be costs to states around the country. They're also essentially requiring, if this goes into effect, that agents of the federal government and the states take actions that are unconstitutional and unlawful. So by pushing back against this, we're working to ensure that people's rights are protected, but also to ensure that our Constitution and federal law are being followed.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is with us looking at a lawsuit challenging a Trump administration order on so-called birthright citizenship. Now, the current state of affairs, another lawsuit, this one brought mainly by, a few Western states and a couple others. A judge appointed by Republican Ronald Reagan put a hold on it. He said, quote, this is a blatantly unconstitutional order, and said, I have difficulty understanding how a member of the bar would state unequivocally that this is a constitutional order. It just boggles my mind. So it's on hold for now. That's not the end of the road for that challenge or this one. What is next?
Well, first, I think it's important to just emphasize what you read there from the judge's decision. This is blatantly unconstitutional, and it boggles the mind that an attorney could take this position. And that's a judge appointed by President Ronald Reagan, not exactly a left-wing president. So that shows how extreme this policy is. Now, in our case, we will be seeking an order just like was issued in the other case, blocking this from going into effect. If that order is issued, then there's a high chance that this will go through the appeals process. And whether it gets to the courts of appeals or ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court will depend on how litigation proceeds. I'm very optimistic, though, that we will get an order blocking this from going into effect because it is so obviously unconstitutional. But that process will play out over the next several weeks initially, and then probably months or years before we get final resolution.
The U.S. Supreme Court in recent years has shown itself open to changing past court precedent, the Dobbs decision overturning Roe v. Wade, the most notable but not only example. Do you have a concern that if it does reach the U.S. Supreme Court, they might go back and say, no, the Supreme Court in 1898 got this completely wrong?
Well, I think that's part of what's going on here with what the Trump administration has done. It's trying to get the U.S. Supreme Court to fundamentally change the interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. But the language of the Constitution, again, is perfectly clear. The 14th Amendment says that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. So I don't think we're going to see the U.S. Supreme Court go so far as to ignore the clear language of the U.S. Constitution. And it's important to note, too, that this is a real challenge to the authority of the courts, because what the Trump administration is saying here is that despite what the Constitution says, despite what federal law says, and despite what U.S. Supreme Court precedent says, we're going to ignore all of that and decide that the law means something different based on our own unprecedented, really, interpretation of the law. So I'm hopeful that we will see the court step in, but this will be a key test of how the courts are going to respond to the Trump administration.
This is just one of many executive orders from the new administration when it comes to immigration. There have been concerns over an order saying, hey, Department of Justice, if, in our view, local government officials don't cooperate with immigration enforcement actions, well, we should investigate them. They could be liable. As the state's top attorney, what kind of things are you watching for as we see immigration efforts stepped up under new rules and guidelines?
Well, first, with respect to that memo, we'll see how that's ultimately interpreted. But again, there is clear precedent that states have the right to make their own decisions about their own policies. There is U.S. Supreme Court precedent preventing the federal government from doing what's called commandeering, essentially requiring states to be part of federal efforts. That doesn't mean that if there are ways that there can be cooperation, we're not open to figuring out how we can work with the federal government, say, to reduce the cost of goods or on public safety issues. But to threaten state and local officials is not the way that you build stronger enforcement of our laws. It's a way to undermine cooperation, which is at the key of this. I think it's also notable that we're seeing all this happening, just within a week of when Donald Trump pardoned over 1,500 people who were involved in the events of January 6th. That includes people who committed violent crimes against police officers. And so what Donald Trump did there was he sided with people who committed those crimes over law enforcement officers. So this is a pattern of disregarding the courts. Now, there, the president did have the authority. He does have pardon authority. But overall, we've seen a pattern of disregarding the rule of law and disregarding the courts. And that's a really concerning sign for the direction that this administration is taking.
In our last minute, are there pieces of a federal immigration enforcement where you see room for cooperation at the state level and from local law enforcement in Wisconsin?
Well, we approach things at the Department of Justice, and I know that police chiefs and sheriffs approach things in a similar way. based on what's in the best interest of public safety. And if there is an investigation that leads to the arrest of somebody who is in the country illegally and they're subsequently deported following a significant criminal offense, that's part of our system of justice. And that's how things have worked for years. So there certainly is room for joint investigations. What's concerning to me about what we've seen from the Trump administration is they've rescinded policies, for example, that prevent immigration enforcement at schools or churches. So they may be going into these very sensitive places. There's also concern in Wisconsin that their policies could have a huge detrimental impact on our agricultural industry. So we will assess any particular issue based on the facts of the case. And our lodestar is always going to be making sure that we're taking steps in the best interest of public safety.
Just briefly, if a school administrator, a farm operator, whoever has questions about law enforcement, are worried about what kind of enforcement operations they could see, is the state's Department of Justice a resource where they can reach out and at least get questions answered over what they do and don't have to do?
Statutorily, we don't provide legal advice to individuals, but I do think it's important for various entities to provide general information about what the laws provide. We expect to be putting out some information, and I know that others have been as well. But fundamentally, it's important for folks to know their rights and to take action accordingly.
Attorney General Call, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Call is Wisconsin's attorney general. Wisconsin is part of a lawsuit challenging the Trump administration over its executive order on birthright citizenship. If you have questions you'd like to get answered, perhaps in a future conversation or maybe by our news team, when it comes to immigration, enforcement, and changes under the new presidential administration, let us know. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.